Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everybody. This is Derek Felix of Hard Hits Network. This is the first in an edition, first episode of the podcast, actually. Since I'm not really doing, you know, haven't really been doing many shows lately. This is the first of the year. It's not really a show. It's really more of a podcast. So what I'm going to do is just discuss, you know, a variety of different topics that have been on my mind, and then we'll find out what people think. You know, this was the debut, obviously. D-Flex here, Staten Island, Shaolin, representing, obviously, to the fullest. You know, that's what I do. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But I hope everybody's been doing pretty good. And obviously, it's been a long time since I've actually done something here, you know, in terms of doing shows. But it's funny because, like, you know, I wasn't sure if I was ever going to go back and do one of these again. But I decided that I wanted to. So here I am. It's a new year, obviously, 2017. We're already in the middle of February. It's pretty hard to believe. So, a lot of things have happened since the last time I actually did, you know, since I was actually doing this stuff. But I guess what I want to say is that it's good to be back, obviously. Still can't believe what happened with the Super Bowl. I feel really bad for Colin. I mean, it's pretty unreal that the Falcons lost that game the way they did. And again, it's the Patriots. The Patriots, there's no way the Falcons should have lost that game. They blew it. They choked. Some really, really bad play calling there. Instead of running the football, after that unbelievable catch by Julio Jones, miraculous catch, that should have sealed it at the 22. They could have kicked the field goal of Matt Bryant. And instead, they throw the ball twice, and Ryan takes a sack. He didn't really have a chance, but I don't know why they were throwing the football. It was just really bad time management. It was poor, and it was just really stupid. So, first ever Super Bowl that went to overtime, and you knew once the Patriots got the ball in overtime, game was over because the Falcons' defense was gassed. So, I mean, it was obvious, sad to watch, but you know what? You have to give the Patriots a lot of credit. So that's why, you know, they are the best, Brady and Belichick, and they got it done. So now it's Tom Brady with 5 Super Bowl rings. 5. Think about that. That's amazing. So, there ain't really anything else that I could say, that I could add, other than the fact that they are great. And when you're great, you find ways to win. And they did. But lots gone on, you know, football, obviously, the rest of the playoffs suck. There was that one game, obviously, a game that they'll be talking about forever, Brady throw for 466 yards, and the catch that was made by Edelman. I don't know how he made that catch. And Belichick and Brady, and the Giants are still the 2-2 for them. It's amazing. Would have loved to have seen the Giants do better than they did. You know, they had nobody to blame but themselves, especially Beckham Beckham having just a terrible game and dropping passes left and right. Was throwing the ball well. Defense was doing the job. They were shutting down. They were keeping Rodgers in check, but they only had field goals. They only had a couple of field goals to show for it, and before you knew it, you know, Rodgers finally drove the first down, they score a touchdown. And then there was that terrible running play. They went with the midget running back over, like, the really good running back, or not even on a third down, about 1.5, and Rodgers gets the Hail Mary. That's all that he could do. It's pretty unbelievable, you know? It is pretty unbelievable when you think about it. But, you know, you could still say that the Giants had a successful season. I don't think any Giant fan thought we would make the playoffs. So I'll take it. And remember, you know, obviously it didn't go the way it could have gone, but the second half was predictable. Hey, the Cowboys lost. That's true. So look at the way they lost that game. After they came back, that was tremendous. Tremendous to watch, actually. The rest of the playoffs were just miserable. Pretty much catches us up on the NFL. I want to say something about Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz, obviously, not really surprised, but the Giants did cut him. And I'm going to miss him. I don't think I'm the only Giant fan that feels that way. Victor Cruz, what he was able to do, special. Just what he did as an undrafted player, UMass, from New Jersey. And he just went from being a guy that was an afterthought to being such a huge deal in 2011, of Hexum going down and Cruz going for being basically a third receiver to co-tandem with Hakeem Nicks. And boy, oh boy, Nariel Manningham was the third guy. And wow, that was a special run. And that 99-yard catch and where he breaks two tackles against the Jets in the Christmas Eve game they had to have because they were really fading fast. That was the one, and that started it. And then they beat the Cowboys the following week to win the division, and they made their run. And just like our Super Bowl 42, and they wound up getting the Patriots again. Although this time they beat them twice. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty hard to believe they were able to do that, but they did. And it's still pretty incredible. So, but Victor Cruz, you know, not for the injuries, the chance, the hard work that he put in, coming back from the injury and being more of a limited than he was when they had been before. He could finish with 39 catches. You know, NFL contracts aren't guaranteed, and the Giants wanted a safe cap space, so they decided to release him and Rashad Jennings. Jennings, you could see the writing was on the wall. They have other guys that are moving far left. So, but I'll tell you what, no matter what happens with him, he's 30 years old, and we will always remember what Victor Cruz gave us. With Blue, the Cruz chant, and just we'll always remember him. Always remember you, Victor, for what you did, and for the story that you were, because you were a great story, and you still are. And he still wants to play, and I sure hope that if he does, I hope that it works out for him. I hope so if he does for Patterson, New Jersey, 30 years old, and carved out a nice career from 38 catches off by one. He's averaged. It's 39. I was right, actually. First career, 303 catches, 25 touchdowns, 4 fouls, and 549 yards. A Pro Bowl. He's done well for himself. Let's be honest. And boy, it's tough for that injury. Boy, lasted a lot longer, but you know, that's too bad. But I'm going to really miss him. At least he took responsibility for the whole Bolt thing. You know what? I mean, the whole Bolt thing did kind of get overblown in Miami. It doesn't explain why, you know, receivers drop passes and why the Giants didn't execute in the first half at Green Bay. But Victor Cruz is someone that will always be one of the more popular Giants. Local kid that made good. And lived out a dream. And hearts with him. So I hope that hope he does. Sticking around, I'm going to be pulling for you hard. So that's some thoughts on Victor Cruz there. This is a variety show. You know, we could do a variety of topics, obviously. I've talked a little bit about the football. I didn't think I was actually going to do football, but I figured I haven't done any shows this year. I figured, why not? Why shouldn't I do some football? You know, the Super Bowl being what it was, and then, you know, the Victor Cruz story is one that I think I had to talk about with the Giants. And it brings back a lot of great memories. Memories that, you know, I'll remember forever, and a lot of Giant fans will. Yeah, it really does. Eli. And, you know, guys like Justin Tuck and Human Yura and JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Ahmad Bradshaw, Plaxico Burress. When you think about those Super Bowls, and Coughlin, and Kiwanuka, and Corey Webster, and Antro Roll. Yeah, I mean, I could pretty much name them all. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Randy Jacobs. So, you know, we've been lucky as Giant fans to get what we've gotten. So, we'll see what the offseason brings. This is obviously just a podcast, so there's not any phone calls. There's no switchboard. It's just a straight discussion until I end it. I'll talk about just what I see. You know, I see a lot of different stuff, you know. I observe a lot of things. Some of them not so good. Some of them that are good. I see a lot of people and just the way they act, and you know what I'm getting at. Talking about Mr. Trump, how hated he is, despised. He hasn't been perfect, that's for sure. He had a very bad first month and a very bad start, trying to, basically he's trying to follow through with the immigration by having that ruling, but was ruled against by a judge. There's a right way and a wrong way. I think the right, better way would have been to sit down first with people, with your advisors, and put it together on paper, and then come up with an announcement and the revisions. I think that would have been smarter. And I don't think he just do it the way he did it. So that was very foolish. And the whole thing of Russia and the leaks, and, well, you can't pretend that didn't happen. I mean, it obviously did. So, you know, I mean, as far as this war with the media and the press, I mean, the media does have a job to do, so I do understand to an extent. But also the media, a lot of the media, they want to bury him. They just do. They just do because, you know, places like CNN and MSNBC and NBC, which is funny because they used to get plenty of ratings from Mr. Trump when he was Celebrity Apprentice. But it's ironic the way things work. How many times are they going to use a washed-up Alec Baldwin to do him on that Saturday Night Live, which I don't watch anymore. But, like, I don't know, it's just, like, I almost feel like a percentage of people here, Americans, they want him to fail. And, you know, even if, like, Hillary got elected, I didn't vote for him, a Democrat. I just couldn't do it. Because I just couldn't. But I didn't believe in her. And there was a lot of stuff not to like. But And neither one of these candidates were likable, if you think about it. All right. But I just feel like if she was got in, I would hope for the best. You're supposed to hope for the best. But then you have all these protests, and there's things that shouldn't be happening, and it's just like, okay, it's like, when do we move on? When do we like focus on ourselves and try to like enjoy life and just go back to our lives? I can't worry about that stuff. You know, I could worry about is myself, my health, my family, my friends, my brother, my dad, mom, and my friends. That's what I care about. That's what I really care about. I'm not saying I don't have a heart. You know, I don't like seeing videos of crying people getting deported. That's I don't like to see that either. You know, it's like, you know, I'm a pretty unselfish person. You know, I treat people the way they want to be treated. And if I make mistakes, I always acknowledge that I made mistakes. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. Nobody is perfect. If Trump wasn't so arrogant, and he was more, had more of a human quality. Actually, that's the wrong word. It's just that he had more of a humble quality. I don't think he'd be as hated. But he does come off very arrogant and egotistical, and that's what annoys. That's what rubs people the wrong way. You know, if I were president, and I do believe in some of the issues that he wants to bring, I would handle it a lot better. You know, I'm educated, and I would handle things differently. I mean, is the media perfect? Oh, they're far from it. They are. It's worse than it's ever been. I don't know. And I see, like, the Democratic Party, they're heading the wrong way. They're heading to extreme left views, where they're making labels, ridiculous labels that are just, they're so offensive. It's just, like, go read a history, read a textbook for crying out loud before you make some of the labels you're making. And no, I don't want to hear about hate groups either, like the KKK, all right? Because they shouldn't exist either. I don't want to hear about propaganda being spread by other groups. There's too much propaganda. You know, I feel like, a lot of people think that they're informed. Are we really? Are we informed when we watch some of these news stations? I'm not so sure. What about formulating our own opinion? You know, when do we get to think for ourselves? That's what I try to do. I voted for President Obama twice, and he was far from perfect. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I think every, like, elected official has flaws. They do. And the idea that that Trump's the president is pretty crazy. I remember I wrote I was looking at an old, like, poem or, you know, rhyme that I wrote, basically, where I even called out that whole thing with Trump that he could be elected in 2015. And it was kind of funny to reread it. It was like, wow. And then I wound up voting for the guy. It's like, but it is pretty crazy that he's the president. I'll admit that, you know, I'll acknowledge. I don't know. I don't know what the future is with our country. I don't know what's going to happen. But it's not good. It's definitely not good. So, don't like, there's too much hate. And what happened to treating each other the right way? To loving people and respecting them. Unless they come after you and are just, I don't know, bad, then just ignore them. That's it. They don't exist anymore. And that's how it has to be. So I just wanted to say that. I mean, a lot of times I'll just go outside and I'll look around. Today I kind of did an RR day. went to the mall for a little bit, went to some different places for a little bit, and yeah, I mean, looked around, took some pictures of the sunset, a real nice sunset. We got a nice weekend coming up. I'm working a little bit, but I'll make sure I do something later in the day. Sometimes you just kind of try to enjoy. Dude, take a moment. It's a moment that you can take some joy out of. It's all right at my job, but, you know, yeah, that's why I have to move on. I just want to, you know, I want to remind people about the good. There's a lot of good, all right, in our world. You know, yeah, as much as I say, you know, I'm, you know, check to check, you know, with my car and things and, you know, costs. But, and I think we all are. That's why, you know, I feel like there should be more emphasis on that, on the positive, but also on what's really important instead of, I just see too much crap linked on my timelines or Twitter or Facebook, and it just turns into a bitch fest, and yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it, to be honest. I'd rather, like, look at the SI Swift pictures of the SI Swimsuit issue, whether it's looking at Caroline Wozniacki or just a ridiculous Canadian tennis player that's just so hot. I mean, I don't look at that stuff, right? Because it's nice. It's nice. You know, maybe or watch music, watch a video. Speaking of, I like into music. I'm big into music. Anybody who knows me knows that. So, you know, the Grammys were on last Sunday. It's been like 5 days already. Yeah, been like 5 days basically. There were some pretty good performances, and there were some bad performances too. So. We're not going to talk about Beyonce. I just think she's a total fraud, even with her talent. I mean, stop kissing her ass. I mean, yes, talented, but God, what a complete. She's so full of herself, so full of crap. I'm glad I missed her performance. And I'm glad Adele won for best album and best song. I love Adele. She's more humble. She did a nice tribute to George Michael. She felt that she wasn't doing a good enough job. She cursed and started over. Probably ours would do that and cried. That was pretty amazing. I like Bruno Mars. What's not to like about Bruno Mars? He's got that vibe. He's got that Michael Jackson quality, you know, energy and just fun to watch and perform and. Whether it's that Super Bowl performance or his tribute to Prince, where he basically was Prince, was just awesome. The guitar solo, Purple Rain, the whole thing. Awesome. Awesome. So I just think that, you know, we have to be more subconscious. We have to enjoy certain things. I get a lot of joy out of music. There was a good BG. There was excellent BG tribute too. Who was the one that I liked the best? I thought Tori. Was it Tori Kelly? I think. But Alicia Keys also performed in a duet that was pretty cool. So I mean, there were some good moments. There were a lot of good moments. And. I also want to say that, you know, the whole thing, they built up the whole Lady Gaga thing. I love Lady Gaga because I think she's cool and has more class. So she was going to perform. She performed with Metallica. They built it up. First off, the lady who it's forgot to introduce Metallica. How do you forget to introduce Metallica? I mean, she did apologize on Twitter, but come on. I mean, as if you can't, you don't acknowledge anything when it comes to rock and roll or metal, I mean, anymore. I mean, really. It's just a joke. So it's almost as bad as the Rock and Roll fame has become. Like, you know, you don't acknowledge that, right? And then you don't introduce Metallica, one of the great acts that we've seen. So it's just brutal. That's brutal. And then the microphone for James Hetfield's not working. And they had microphone issues for a lot of the show. But of course it was perfect for some people. Some people it was perfect. It was perfect for Jennifer Lopez, who had her ass kissed again. And she still looks great, but she didn't feel like she got up there before, but they were doing some skits with her. And for 47, she looks great, but like she's such a diva, just so fake. Yeah. So, but like, how do you not? How does his microphone not working? And Lady Gaga did a very good job, and they shared the microphone, but it was a disaster. And Hetfield chucked his guitar afterwards, and quit playing him. It was a disaster. That was supposed to be a highlight, and it was a low light because stupid sound check and the lady who I can't think of just totally screwed up. I mean, it's bad. It's bad enough, you know. It really is. So, I mean, I don't really understand. I don't understand how you could. And of course, I'm thinking of Jeannie Bouchard. Oh God, she's such a knockout. You got to see her in this SI swimsuit. She's just unbelievable. Speaking for her, I think she's changing her image a little bit. She made a tweet during the Super Bowl. She said, "I knew the Falcons were going to win." And the Falcons, at this point, the Falcons were up, I think, 28-3, and the game was over. It was over. It was so over. And so some kid decided to be like, you know, if the Patriots come back and win, will you go on a date with me, right? Is it a bet? And she said, sure, deal. And you have to give her credit. She kept her word. And they went on a date to the Brooklyn Nets game. Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets in Barclays Center. But it was a good game. It went 21-25. They lost, of course. But it sounded like they actually had a lot of fun. And they might go on another date. Wow, how about that? So, I mean, how about that? But, you know, so he gets a second date. I mean, how cool is that? It's pretty cool. I mean, pretty fucking cool. So, wouldn't want to date her. I mean, she's beautiful. His name is John. I don't think I'm going to pronounce this right, but John Gokery. So, and they lost to the Bucks. So, and now they're going on a second date. So, interesting. And you know what? I think it's great. I think that's an awesome story. You have to look for the good stories. You do have to look for good stories instead of looking for bad stories. There's a lot of negative stories. The whole thing with James Dolan and Charles Oakley. I mean, like, Oakley decides to buy a ticket to a game, and things just got out of hand, and Dolan's got all security starting with him. And they pushed him down. And it was just, it really was something, you know. Really was. It's hard to believe that really happened. Oakley saw the security and kind of lost his mind and played into it. And then they had him arrested and had like 9,000 security guards around him and cops, and just the whole thing was just a nightmare. And this is going on while the game's going on. And it's Charles Oakley, you know, from those tough Knicks teams when the Knicks were relevant. And this is how this happens at a game. I mean, are you kidding me? It's just embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. The NBA tried to step in, do the right thing. The commissioner, Silver, sets up a meeting, Oakley and Dolan, and Jordan conferences in. Him and Oakley are close. And Dolan lifts the ban because he had decided to ban Oakley from the arena for safety reasons. And he goes on to Kay of the record, talks about this and other stuff about how bad the Knicks have been. And they really are a mess. Phil Jackson's just done a lousy job. Lousy job. The whole way he's treated this treatment of Melo, and just he basically blamed for everything. And I'm not saying Melo isn't, you know, what he was supposed to be when he came here, but you know, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous the way it is. So that's how I feel about it. And it really is sad, to be honest. Very sad. So I don't really know what else to say, really, you know. I just feel that it's a sad situation. And then Oakley went too far. He's comparing James Dolan as an owner, making him a sympathetic figure to a Sterling, Donald Sterling, the former Clippers owner, who was caught on tape making racist comments to his girlfriend. Are you kidding me? I mean, and of course, lost his ownership and that all, and you know, even Sterling stood up for Dolan. It was just, I mean, it's almost like Oakley just doesn't know when to quit. He doesn't know when to give up. And it's sad. It's really sad. And he made Dolan a sympathetic figure. And he looks like a bully now. And he was right that Dolan owed him a public apology. But now it's just like he'll never go. He always says he'll never go. The whole thing. It's just a disgrace. So it's a very sad story, obviously, and it's just, I don't know. It's typical of MSG. So I don't really know what else to say other than it's just another stupid distraction and just another stupid thing that's being discussed. Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. I mean, there's nothing else to really say that I could really say right now. What else did I want to discuss? I haven't really talked about hockey. I haven't talked about that. George the Animal Steel. That's right. George the Animal Steel passed away. He was great. It was, of course, back in the classic World Wrestling Federation days when they were the WWF for World Wildlife, the forced World Wildlife Federation forced them to change the WWE worldwide. But George the Animal Steel, he was already late in his career. He had been wrestling for a long time, and they had the whole George the Animal Steel Macho Man Randy Savage angle of George the Animal Steel, you know, always biting into the turnbuckle and doing the whole turnbuckle routine where he'd eat the rope or whatever and then going after Elizabeth. The whole thing was pretty crazy. It was pretty funny. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And he was 79 years old, and he also was a teacher and very well-spoken man. He was sick, and he didn't make it. So 79. Rest in peace to George the Animal Steel, one of the classic classic and original WWE or WWF characters I've ever seen. I mean, I still remember the Slammies watching. And that was awesome too. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. Absolutely. So rest in peace to him. Baseball is starting up. It's too early to discuss baseball, to be honest. I mean, really, why? Why discuss baseball? I mean, all right, I mean, I don't need to know about what the big story was on day five. You know, we haven't even seen, with spring training hasn't even, you know, games haven't even started. So, you know, you talk to me, you know what, we're February 17th, February 18th. Talk to me in mid-March. I mean, yeah, we know Tanaka's going to be the opening starter again for the Yankees for the third time, and as long as he's healthy, and Noah Syndergaard will be the opening day starter for the Mets. And you know, Yankees are going younger, and Gary Sanchez, full season, all he can do, and Greg Bird's going to be back, and unfortunately, Tyler Austin is out for 6 weeks with an injury, and that is too bad. So that's a setback. You got Aaron Judge battling. Hopefully, he'll be the right fielder. They brought in Matt Holliday, the DH. And they also signed the big power hitter that hits a lot of home runs, Chris Carter. So you've got some, so you have a lot. And of course, you got some younger prospects that are hoping to impress. And will Severino be a starter or will he be out of the bullpen again? I don't know. So, but Tan still is unsigned. And that's just stupid. Stupid on his part. It really is stupid, to be honest. So, that's my opinion on that. Okay. Now, I don't really know what else to say other than the fact that I just would like to, obviously, they have a good year. I want to see them have a good year, and I'm curious to see how things go for them. The Mets, they're gonna have a pretty good year, I think. A full year of Jay Bruce, with Curtis Granderson, with Cespedes in the outfield, plus you still have Lucas Duda. Your catcher still remains an issue with Darnell, who's not really that good a catcher, and who racks up Reddy Rivera. David Wright, but well, how much will he play? Jose Reyes, of course. So it's interesting. The Mets are an interesting team, but they've got, you know, what they got with Syndergaard and DeGrom, and Harvey's coming back, and Steven Matz, and Familia's probably going to miss the first month. I don't know, but why did I trade it for him? Their bullpen is still a little bit of a question mark outside of the setup guy that I like. But they're going to be pretty strong, I think. I think they're going to have a pretty good year. But there's really not much else to say in terms of baseball. Don't forget, Aroldis Chapman's closing again for the Yankees, so that's going to make them stronger. Regardless of all the Tampa thing. The Cubs, of course, will be favorites again to win, which will satisfy JPG. So we'll be interested to see if they can do it again. So there's also been some tragedies. It's sad. You know, when you have players that are just, you know, the first one was Jose Fernandez. Well, there was the St. Louis prospect Tavares. Drunk and driving, and his girlfriend both died, I think, in that accident. It's just it's a shame. There also was the Royals starter. He passed away too. It's just I don't know what to say, really, as to why these things happen, but it's sad. there was another car accident. And at 25 years old, you know, 25, I mean, Holy Fred was younger, cocaine played a role in it. It's just like, oh, God, you gotta be kidding me. You're Don Oliver Tora. So it's awful. I have one question. Why do these things seem to always happen to, you know, Latin American players? I mean, it's happened to other players have died also. Corey Lytle and that plane accident and others. But it's just, these other accidents are all like, you know, very gifted Latin American players. It makes you wonder. It just makes you really wonder, you know, why? Why? I mean, and I don't know. And he helped them win a World Series, though. Pitched 7 shutout innings in Game 6, and they wound up winning. I mean, it just makes you wonder. I don't really know what else to say. Hockey. Rangers. Islanders. Oh, that's right. They played. And, of course, the Islanders won. That's their Stanley Cup. The Islanders have been playing some good hockey. I got to give them credit. You know, they're 9-3-2 under Doug Weight. When Weight took over, they were still basically at the bottom. They were starting to play a little better under Capiano, or Captain Jack, as my old buddy Joe McDowell called him or referred to him. You know, they played a lot better. Tavares, of course, is killing penalties now. Set up a shorthanded goal, took Kaleben, which turned it to a letter. Oh, just a disaster of a Rangers power play where they all stood around and stick-check and watched. McDonough turned it over and watched. Chris Kreider's watching. Kevin Hayes is watching. Mika Zibanejad, does he even play anymore? I mean, he's got 13, you know, I did an article. He has 13 shots in the last 12 games, and he has no goals. And JT Miller is not in position either. Lundqvist is distracted too, and it's two Islanders, Tavares, who draws four Rangers and draws the attention of Lundqvist. There's six Rangers all in the picture. There's only two Islanders, and the Islanders score short-handed. That's how bad the Rangers' power play has been. And yes, Jimmy Vesey did score, you know, about 30 something seconds later, but on a rebound, and he scored for a second straight game. He was the best forward, and he's looking like he's got a second win, so that's good to see. But it was a winnable game, obviously, but Grice made some saves. He made a big save on Kreider. Kreider did not have a good game, other than that one chance where he was set up by Zouk, and what a robbery that was with a few minutes left. Lundqvist not at fault on any of the goals. These were just total team breakdowns. Markstahl's bad, oh my God. He looks AHL caliber when he's that bad. And he's had a bounce back year, but he cannot get taken off the puck by little Steven Giotta. I mean, that's just brutal. And Giotta made the nice setup to Andrew Ladd, and Ladd started to score goals now and finally starting to play more to his name. He's up to 14 goals, gets the empty netter too, and the 4-2 win. And the Islanders are a point behind Toronto for that final second wild card. I really do not like the playoff format. I was going to mention this, but you have the Caps with 9,000 points, right? They're going to be the one, right? They're going to be the one. They are the top seed. They'll have the home ice. But, like, well, they got 85 points. They don't have a lot. What's the last time they lost a game? I mean, boy, I thought there was something wrong with them, but now they're just fucking all souls. You got the Pens. One of the Pens. Pens, they got a point in Columbus tonight. They're second. And you follow by the Blue Jackets, followed by the Rangers. Those teams all have more points than the Atlantic Division League of the Montreal Canadiens, who fired their coach, finally fired Terry, and replaced him with Claude Julien. That was a great hire. And it could save their season. What am I going to say? I just think that it's ridiculous. This division format is ridiculous. And, yeah, the players signed off on it. You know, Tim Daddio was telling me that before. I just don't like it. I mean, I don't like it. I hate it. And I'll tell you why I hate it. If you're the Rangers or you're the Blue Jackets, right? Do you really want to finish third and play the Penguins? Because it's probably going to be the matchup. Or would you rather finish fourth, get the first wild card, and draw the Atlantic, draw the upper division, the weaker division? Do the same thing the Islanders did. That's what the Islanders did last year. They didn't play that last game like a net. They played it like a net nothing. They wanted to play the Panthers and resulted them in getting out of the first round before they lost. They got eliminated by Tampa. Honestly, if the other division winner doesn't have more points than teams in the other division, why should they have home ice? Why should they get rewarded? You know, I say scratch the whole thing. I say 1 through 8 by record. Scratch the divisions by record, 1 through 8. All right? That's how it should be. And the Caps and Pens should not have to face each other in the second round. That's ridiculous. They shouldn't see each other until the third round because they're the two best teams. And that's what it should be. So, that's my opinion. And until they change it, I'm really down on the playoffs. I am really down on the playoffs. I mean, really down on it. So, I can be followed, actually, on Twitter, at Derek Flex Felix. So that's at DerekFlexFelix. Very simple. And you could follow me. So, and see my tweets and so, and so it should be a lot of fun. Yeah. I just don't like it. As far as the Rangers, I mean, they played pretty good hockey under Vino this year, but they need Zibanejad to start performing again. You know, this business with him only getting, like, not hardly getting any shots on net. Ridiculous. And Stefan kind of struggled a little bit lately. Nash still not putting the puck in enough. And it's going to be all over for him after next year. I'm sure the Rangers will expose him to the expansion. But, you know, Crosby got over 1,000 points, and he's just amazing. He's amazing. Scores 1,000 points on goal, assist, gets an assist, and gets the overtime winner with, like, I don't know, 15 seconds left to win the game. Blended stuff, just a splendid at home, 1,002 points, and he's just unbelievable. I think by the time he's done, he will be a top five. He'll be top five of all time, I think. Obviously, right now it'd be Orr, Gretzky, Howe, or Orr, Howe, Gretzky, whichever way you want to go on that. And then followed by Messier, and followed by Barrio. And I guess then Yager, started the Heat off. Watch out for the Panthers, man. They're healthy. Yager scored his 11th goal tonight. He's up to 1,991 points, and they were beating the Ducks, who are a pretty good team. They're winning. The Panthers are winning. So keep an eye on the Panthers. I think the Leafs and Isles and Panthers, they're going to be battling for that last spot. So, but I do not like, I don't like rewarding, you know, divisions that are weak. I think it was better as a 1-8. I really do. I think the NBA has it right. I think they don't reward the team that wins the division if they have less wins. They don't even have the home. They don't even get home court for that. I mean, and that's how it should be. Why should they get rewarded? But the NBA also has 6 divisions, which is stupid. I do not understand that at all. Don't understand that. What else? I pretty much have talked about everything. Covered almost everything. Is there anything else? Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, remember when MTV used to have videos? Well, I mean, if you get the chance, you could watch MTV Classic, and they show all sorts of awesome stuff on there. 80s stuff, 90s video. They were doing a whole rap segment, a whole 6-hour thing on rap. Unbelievable. I mean, just awesome. I mean, fantabulous and just, yeah, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff to watch. So, that's just awesome. So, or you could always go to YouTube and, I mean, it depends on what mood I'm, whatever I want to listen to, whether it's go back to the 80s or listen to some Cars or Tears for Fears, or do I want to do some old school rap with Tupac and Biggie and Nas and Mobb Deep and do a whole thing there? Maybe I want to do some dance music, like some Real McCoy or even some older dance music from with Shannon. Or maybe I want to do some pop, whether it's Michael or Prince or more, maybe it's somebody, whatever. I mean, or I want to do grunge with Nirvana and other Western bands from the West, Pearl Jam and just, or Smashing Pumpkins. Or maybe I want to go back and look at U2. U2's got so many amazing songs, to be honest. I went back and looked at a Tongue Baby album. That album has aged so well. And a lot of people criticize U2 because of Bono and because of Bono's whole, obsession with with being politically charged. But you know what? They are amazing. The Edge is so underrated. So underrated. So underrated as a guitarist. I said the same thing about John Frusciante from Red Hot Chili Peppers when he was with them, especially his backing vocals. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Really, I can't really say enough about that. So, it's really not much else I can add, I guess. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great stuff out there. There is a lot of great stuff that's out there. You just have to look. You gotta look for it. And do. You'll actually start to appreciate things more. Tomorrow I'll get back into the gym. I'll work, I'll get into the gym, and I'll have a productive day. And I'll try to take advantage of some of the nice weather that we have later in the day. So, and just try to enjoy life. I go back to something that the late Robin Williams said in Dead Poets Society. It's just a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies. Carpe diem today. Suck the marrow out of life. And that's how it should be. Some days, we all have our ups and downs, but some days are better than others. Today was kind of a mixed bag for me, but I did some good stuff. I went to the mall. I went to a couple stores, looked around, and got myself a smoothie. Got a pretzel that I should have gotten, one of those cinnamon pretzels. But I gave my brother most of it. I mean, so I don't always do that. I splurged a little bit, but it happens once in a while. You do. I don't haven't touched beer or liquor in over a month now, a month. So, I mean, I drink mostly water. So, I eat healthy for the most part, and I'll get back into the gym and try to get that get down, cut down on some of that fat, and cut down a few pounds, just a few. I want to slim down a little bit. So, I don't need to lose a lot, but I need to lose a little bit, and just be smart. But you just have to enjoy. I enjoyed just being outside today. It was good. It was good walking around. 41 degrees. It was nice. Nice weather. Took pictures of the sunset. A lot of good stuff out there. A lot of good stuff. So, what can I say? I mean, I just. it's time to just stop hating. It's time to start living and start enjoying life. That's how it should be. Just live, you know? You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that we could say. But, you know, you have to enjoy what you got, your friends, your family. Make people laugh. If you laugh every day, it's good. That's what the Jim Valvano will say. You smile every day, that's a plus. If you move to tears, that's a great day too, but I don't have to be moved to tears every day. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just try to stay in the moment. We stay in the moment every day, then we're doing right by us. That's what this podcast is about. This podcast isn't just about sports or music. It could be about books, whether it's a book that you like to read. I need to do a lot more of that. Or writing. I write. I write poetry. I write blogs. I write music. All lyrics. I don't know if I call it music. I can freestyle. I make people. I have to take people. That's who I am. I can make people laugh when I hang out. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's always been my message. It's the flex message. The flex message right there. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That has always been my message. Be a shining star. And if you are a shining star, then you're doing something right. You're living. And you're treating people the right way. And not arguing. Not fighting. That's what this is. That's what this podcast is going to be about. So this is the first one, obviously. First of many. We'll be doing more of them. I'll do more of them. And there will be different topics that I'll discuss. I covered so much in this hour because I can. I have the ability to cover a lot. Just like I did in my Facebook video the other day, I cover a lot. I could cover a lot of different things. And I could do it in a way where I could keep people occupied and make people think. And I think, you know, that's what you need. We need to have some thought-provoking stuff in our lives. And not be so influenced by what we see on TV and the media. We need to watch more real stuff. We need to develop our own opinions. We need to enjoy certain things, whether it's concerts I want to go to, or whatever it is, you know, or a good movie. There are some good. I always find some good movies. I find some underrated movies that make me think. And I was like, this is not what it should be about. I believe so. I think that's what it should be about. So I just want to say this is it for this show. It's a podcast edition. Please download on iTunes. Listen to the show. Listen to my podcast. I'm going to do more of them. Hard Hits Network. This is Derek Felix. D-Flex, D-Flow with the show. Signing off. I hope you all enjoy whatever you're doing tomorrow on Saturday. Make it good and have a nice weekend, all right? Peace out, y'all. Peace out and love. Happiness. Bye.